And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, November 22nd, 2014. This is Season 8, Episode 47. I'm Scott.
I'm Dennis.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Nathan.
And welcome to the show. Mike for everybody in the studio this time. Normally with James here, we have to double up on the mic for RJ and Nate, but not this time. And pretty soon, probably before James gets back, we will be in our new studio. And then Nate will have his own place.
All right.
I don't know how we're going to get you on camera, though.
We'll figure it out.
I can have my own cam or something.
Yeah. Figure something out. At least get your window in there. Anyway.
Chat would miss my awesome face, you know.
We'll have to go take some pictures of the new studio and
post
show
them.
People what they look what it's going to look like. It's not complete yet, but it's nice to know that we're going to be moving in there after being in here. As you can probably hear, I am a little sick. I'm a little under the weather, or at least I sound that way. I feel okay. I'm just massively congested and nasty. So bear with me in the sniffing and the coughing and all that junk. If you'd like to get in touch with us, and by all means, we would love for you to do so, because the more you talk, the less I have to. Our phone number is 334-272-9228. That is 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat, as well as over on Facebook. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. And we are streaming the cam feed right now. Camera right there. We're streaming the cam feed on Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv. You can find us there and join in the chat room. Live while we broadcast. All you have to do is go to Twitch, do a search for in-game chat. I don't even know if you have to use the hyphen between and in-game. I don't even think you have to. Just search for in-game chat, and then you will be able to find us and watch the show as well as listen to the show, and also, like I said, pop into the chat room and join us while we broadcast live. In fact, already in the chat room, we've got W. Matthew, A.C. Wraith, Lavos, STM Fuller, Duke Frukum 2, I don't think he's actually in there, but if he is, say something. Tactus 59 and Three Blades hanging out in the chat room. So thank you guys for joining us here for the opening of the show. Again, we are at our new time. We are on now until 6. We're on from 4 to 6. And in case you were tuning in to listen to Clearing the Air, which normally comes on at this time, do not worry. It is not gone. It will be on at 6 o'clock. We just traded places. So Clearing the Air is now on from 6 to 8. In-game chat is now on from 4 to 6. So I know Thanksgiving is next weekend for the American listeners here, but we'll still be here next Saturday. Not going to play a replay or anything like that, but we will be here. That is, unless the three of these guys over here say they're not coming next week, and then, yeah, I ain't doing this by myself. We will run a replay. Let's go down the room and see what everybody's been playing. I'll start with myself because I have played nothing. I have played absolutely nothing at all.
Not even like Unity or anything like that?
No, I got Unity went back.
Oh, really?
Went back, yeah. I took Unity back to Best Buy on Saturday. No, I took it back on Monday, I think.
Went ahead and
No. It was Tuesday when I went to pick up Far Cry 4 and GTA 5.
Okay.
I took those back on Tuesday and did the trade-in with those. And I ended up paying $20 for GTA 5 and Far Cry 4, was how much I had to pay for it. And I also picked up Dragon Age for James on PS4. He was using my account he traded in Destiny and got like $23, $24 on that. And then I picked up Dragon Age for PS4 and turned that in, and also got my discount with buying that, which was a 20% off new games. Got my discount with that, so it brought it down like $47. And then used the gift card that we had gotten from trading in Destiny on him. Ended up having to pay $25 for the one game.
Not bad.
So he has that. I have no idea if he's been playing that or not. I do not know. I really haven't talked to him about it. I never even touched Unity after we got done with the show last week. I never got back into it. Every time I thought about getting back into it, I remembered the load times, and I was just like, man, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I was about to say, all the talk we had about how the franchise is going and how much difficulty you had with it, I think that had something to do with
it. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not getting into this. And so I never did. And then Halo, I never even put in the machine. I never even put, I'd redeemed the code, but I never even put it in the machine. You know, I had read about the game save problems that it was having where people were losing their game saves.
Matchmaking
was having problems as well. And I thought, you know what? I really want to play this game co-op because the entire 1, 2, 3, and 4 can be played co-op. I am the only one in this group that has an Xbox One right now. James has another one that is also mine. And I would wait for him to either grab it on Gamefly or ever how he's going to do it, and then we'll both, and then we'll return to it so we can both experience it co-op. And by the time that happens, I'm sure it'll be down enough to where it's justified the cost, and probably patched to where it justifies actually working and paying for it. Yeah, really. I know you saw the post that we did. It's for the show when I was trying to talk about kind of summarizing what we talked about last week. And it was really, it just came down to you're not getting what you pay for. You're paying for something that's broken out of the box. Mm-hmm. And then you get a patch, day one patch that
even not necessarily may broken, fix just it. Half baked, not complete.
Yeah, it's just, but you're paying for something incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, that was depressing to me. That, and I know that this has gone on for a long time. I think a lot of people have experienced this.
Mm-hmm.
But with the two big releases last week, both of them having those issues, it really hit home for me on the fact that I paid for those. And yeah. I was really looking forward to Unity. I really wanted Unity to succeed. I really did. And Halo, I just thought, you can't go wrong. And
well,
then you did.
Yeah.
Gotta get it out for the holidays, man.
So it was really, really disappointing.
About whether it's good or not.
Yeah, I think about the thing that day one patch is kind of standard now. We've seen it so much, we're just used to it. But
I mean,
even on the Grand A title.
The day one patch isn't even really an issue. It's just the fact that even after that, it's still just a buggy mess.
Both of those games have been patched, and I know Unity still suffers from problems.
Yeah.
Halo, I don't know.
Still suffering from problems. Still has the multiplayer issues.
Yeah.
Half the people still can't connect.
Yeah. And it just annoys the hell out of me, and I hate it.
Which, how many people bought it for multiplayer?
Well, for Halo, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably on the low end for the reason I bought it, was playing through the campaign co-op. I love the multiplayer of Halo, but my big draw to that was Halo 2 looked gorgeous. The cutscenes particularly looked fantastic. Blur Studios did a fantastic job of that. But I wanted to go through the story again, and I wanted to go through it co-op, and I wanted to do it all four titles, regardless of how I felt about them. Three was not bad, but I haven't played four, so I have no idea. So that's still going to be new to me when I get around to it. And I was really looking forward to that. But
give it a couple of months, and eventually they will have the full game out.
More than likely, you're exactly right on that, and it's just a horrible thing that we have to suffer through and we have to go through and deal with. And I don't see any of that changing.
No, not until it becomes punishing isn't quite the word. Until there's enough
outrage.
Yeah, outrage kind of payback for like putting out literally a shoddy product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I took back. I never touched Unity, and I never touched Master Chief Collection. I took those back to Best Buy on Tuesday, traded those in, picked up Far Cry 4, picked up GTA 5, brought those home. And again, I've been feeling under the weather all week, and I just haven't felt like doing much with that. So I brought those home, and I didn't even put them in the system till the next day.
So you didn't keep Halo?
No, I didn't keep Halo. No.
Oh, jeez.
Like I said, I got credit back while it was while I could trade it in for a decent trade in value. I took that back, and by the time it get around to where James can play it, and where I can play it together, it'll be patched to where it's fixed.
Gotcha.
I would assume, and it'll also be we'll be able to. It'll be cheap enough to pick up. So that's the reason I did what I did. With Halo, I originally was not planning on doing
that. Yeah, that's what I remember you saying last.
But when I sat there looking at Unity, ready to take it back, and I looked over and Master, I was like, "You're going back too. I'll get you later." I don't know. There could be a great deal coming up for Black Friday on it. The Black Friday ads were starting to roll out. None of them have a deal on the individual games themselves, but a lot of them wouldn't put that in there in order to defeat like day one, week one sales. So it could easily pop up in a sale this week or even on the day of, where it's like, oh, by the way, these are going to be...
Yeah, because you don't want to kill your sales, right. Particularly games that release this
month. A lot of people, when those ads were releasing, saying, there's nothing there for Far Cry 4 Dragon Age. I was really hoping for a discount. And I was like, well, they're not going to post that.
No.
That's ridiculous. They're not going to post that, hey, the game releases this week, but in a week...
In a week, couple you can of days, get it cheaper.
You'll be able to get it for even cheaper. So they're not gonna post that. I don't see any deals popping up for those. I really don't. But in the event that there may be some, then I am prepared to pick them up if that's the case. Assassin's Creed Unity. I don't care what price that'll be. I'm not buying that again. Until I hear confirmed word that hey, we got it working right.
Mm-hmm.
We got it working like we were intending, and everything's good. And then I might revisit it. Maybe on Gamefly so that I can rent it and check it out. I need to utilize Gamefly. I've been so focused on Best Buy lately that I haven't been utilizing Gamefly very much. So
doing the entire chain of deals has eaten up your mental space.
Yeah. So I haven't really played anything. I popped in Far Cry 4 and I popped in GTA 5 just to get them installed and to...
So I've played more Far Cry 4 than you have.
You actually have played more Far Cry 4, and you don't even own the game. we'll explain that in a minute. That's the reason I put Far Cry 4 in the machine, is so I could get my keys. PlayStation 4 owners of Far Cry 4 get 10 keys to hand out to friends, and it allows your friends to play 2 hours of co-op of Far Cry 4.
Yep.
And I sent a key to you, Nate, and I sent a key to James. I don't know if he has touched that yet or not, but... I know you have, and that's all I did. Like, the menu options for Far Cry 4 was, you want to start single player offline or single player online, and which means you can have drop-in and drop-out co-op, which is nice. So I thought, okay, well, I'll wait till we can organize something for this. This will be fun to play co-op. But I went ahead and got my keys. I sent a key to Nate. I sent a key to James, and Nate got in on some of the action there for the co-op. Did you do that today?
Yes, I played that this morning.
So, okay, when I sent you the key, how did you know you had a key?
You sent me the message? No.
Well, I didn't. It obviously did it itself.
Oh, no, so what happened was I went on there, and it was in my messages, in, like, the download list, like, if you have an update.
Yeah.
So I selected that, and it was like, hey, such and such has sent you a key.
Yeah.
And so I clicked on that. It took me to the purchase page, and... under it, it was like I said, like something like try out game demo.
Yeah.
So then I did that.
But you got to download.
Correct.
Do you have to download the entire game?
No, it's 6.5 gigs. The actual game's like 30 something. So
are you only playing a certain section of that game that you can jump into? Maybe.
I guess it's limited.
Yeah.
So when you because most games like World of Warcraft and stuff, when you get the trial version, you don't get the full game.
Yeah.
They download it later when you're playing it. So. There's plenty of options that, if you'd like to buy it now.
Right.
So then you have to download the 6 gigs. Then there's like a 500 megabyte patch with it, which I guess is, more of the fixes and stuff like that. And then I launched it. It takes you to the game. Go to the menu like normal. And then you go to it. You only have the option to select co-op or something like that. And then... you just wait to join someone's game. And you were explaining to me there's two options to play a lot, like you said.
You were answering the phone when I was saying this. You can play single player offline, you can play single player online for drop-in, drop-out co-op.
Yeah, so it puts you in game, and I got picked up with some random guy.
Yeah, now your experience with that, did that sell you on the game?
It's like 3.
Which I never played.
Okay, so it's...
Yeah. Which is fine.
Definitely
you don't have to,
like 3.
There's plenty of people who have, and that makes enough sense for them.
And it's a newer version of 3. Ton more options of within like your weapons and stuff, like just going to the store, weapons and stuff, vehicles. So it's definitely I don't know if I would pay full price for it, which I didn't pay full price for the first one. But I would definitely get it in the future, especially just because I have so much stuff going on right now. I wouldn't have time to play it anyways. But the little I played... I enjoyed it. I kind of wish that I think they should make the demo like 24 hours or something. 2 hours is, I don't know.
And it's 2 hours. That's all you get.
Yeah. It's,
you send him an additional key?
I'm interested to know if I could do that.
Because I only played about 35, 40 minutes.
I'm interested to see if I can send you another key. Because I get 10 of them. Everybody who buys a copy of the PS4 version of Far Cry 4,
yeah.
you get 10 keys. And I have 8 keys left because you and James won. So, I mean, I'm curious if I can be like, okay, here you go, have another.
Yeah, well, I'll have to play the rest of it and try it out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like playing on a full map. I couldn't see any places that he hadn't discovered yet on his map. It was all grayed out. We went and captured a couple towers, some of the radio towers. You never said you'd
when you it, so. When you get done, I understand. I've watched okay. plenty of Let's Plays on it, but when you get done with the co-op session, does it?
I didn't use up all the time.
Okay,
I only played like four.
Well,
times.
When you quit, I guess you just quit like any other game. You just did that. I didn't know if out. Like I'm thinking in PC terms when they throw up a splash screen of like, thanks for playing. Pre-order now or go order this now.
Yeah,
do you want to buy? We'll save your progress if you buy.
In the main menu, I think it was, they had a little option at the bottom. It was like, you know, if you'd like to buy now,
mm-hmm.
they do have that on there. But I was telling Scott earlier that the one story I had that was pretty funny.
No, go ahead, yeah.
So I joined the game, and there's like these little gyrocopter-type things where, you know, a single person can sit in there and fly. And the guy, me and him were talking on the mic, and I hopped in one, and then he hopped in another. And then it started playing what's that song? It's like a...
Ride of the Valkyries.
Yes, that's what it is. Sorry, mic's getting pulled away from me. So the little song's like... He starts playing that in the background.
Yeah.
And we're both flying over the village or whatever. And he starts throwing napalms down at the village, you know, catching the buildings on fire. And that song's playing in the background. It's pretty funny.
It's like just a remake of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. It was hilarious. And like all the fields and stuff catching on fire, mm-hmm. burning up, and we're just throwing all these napalms on the ground. It was pretty interesting. But mm-hmm. But yeah, so I mean, you know, I had fun playing it. Good little demo. What it's supposed to be, you know. So
yeah, I was curious how that worked for you. And I'll keep this for a while. There's no other games coming up here, and I'll keep an eye on the trade-in value to make sure it's still it should be good for a while. I know Shadow of Mordor lasted quite a long time. It may still be actually at a full price trade-in value. Full price trade-in value, by the way, for Best Buy, it seems to be once you buy it, you can trade it in for $40. So they're knocking $20 off altogether.
Yeah.
But with my Gamers Club Unlocked situation, I'll get like $4 added to that. And so I can trade it in for $44 when I bought it at $47.99.
Yeah.
So a $3 difference or so. That does not count tax, by the way. That does add in some stuff.
Now, I know with the Gamers Club, you get a 50% extra trade-in.
No, you get 10% extra.
It's 10?
Yeah, they're running a special right now to where all their stuff is 50. For a week, they're running a week-long 50% bonus trade-in credit.
Gotcha.
But when they do that, then they drop down.
Yeah.
Like AC Unity, the trade-in value during the 50% promotional thing was $28. But because the 50% added it up, it bumped it back up to 40.
Yeah.
And then my 10% on top bumped it back up to 44. Gotcha. So it never... It's good when the games are below their trade-in mm-hmm. value, because those don't drop. Like Destiny, if James had kept Destiny until this week to trade it in... He would have gotten almost $40 out of it.
Gosh.
Instead of the $25 that he got.
Gotcha.
So, let's go to the phones real quick. He's on hold and he can't hear the show, but we appreciate him being on hold. It's Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Well, what was your question?
I said, what do you guys think about this new Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. I don't think a single person in this room has played it.
I played a little bit of it.
Did you?
I did.
Mm-hmm. When did you play it?
It was at my friend's house.
Oh, okay. Well, since you're about the only person we can ask on this question, Nate is going to tell you, Daniel, what he thinks of the new Call of Duty and his how much time have you played of it?
We played a couple hours of it. A
couple hours of play. So, multiplayer or? Yeah, multiplayer. Oh, so no single player. Okay.
Yeah,
well, then go for it, Nate.
I mean, it's better with the kill streaks. They're a little bit better.
I do agree.
Do what?
I do agree.
Yes.
So you've played it, Daniel?
I have played it just a little, but I just think it's not the best they've made, but all these new things.
I've heard it's better than Ghosts.
It is better.
that too.
They're going after the skill-based matchmaking, which can be good and it can be bad, just because I don't know if it's always working at its best. That the way that whole system. If you guys play Call of Duty, you know how all that. They've been constantly changing it back and forth of their style of systems. Sometimes lag input could be an issue as well. The way they have their server connecting. I'm not a big fan of the little jump pack sideways thing. It annoys me. I know it's supposed to be Advanced Warfare, but it's just more annoying than anything. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's much better though.
I've been interested in picking that up just to play the single player through it. I'm really interested in playing the single player of that one.
You need a red box.
No, I'm Gamefly for me. I can't rent new gen titles on Redbox. You got to remember.
Yeah, I know.
I can't go there anymore.
I was wondering how the exosuits would affect
the multiplayer
of the game. How much of a would that break some things, make some really dirty tactics come up or things like that?
It's a combination of they've added things, you've lost things. You know, I mean,
they found a balance.
It's fairly balanced. I mean, it's just like having a little jetpack with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, it's better.
Do those kind of mirror your thoughts, Daniel, or do you feel differently?
I mean, yeah. Now, if I have people that actually played it, I do. Yeah.
Do you play any of the single player?
That's the only thing I haven't played is the single player.
No, man, that was exactly me for the first Modern Warfare. Back when that, because they released the multiplayer beta of that with those three maps, and man, that was all I did for a very long time. And then when that game released, I bought it, and that's all I did was play multiplayer.
Yeah.
It was 2 years, 2 or 3 years. Actually, it was the release of Modern Warfare 3, where I went back and played Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare 2 single player because I never had. And I was like, let me run through these. And then I played Modern Warfare 3 single player, I believe. I think they went all the way up to 3.
But they did.
Yeah, so. Well, we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you calling, Daniel.
All right, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for listening.
Call back.
Yeah, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can. The number is 334-272-9228. To continue on the games that I played, I really didn't think it would take this long to tell you that I've played nothing. I put GTA 5 in. I let that thing load for an hour. It took a while to load that game. That initial loading, not like Unity, where every time you start it up, it takes that too long to load, but the initial loading of the game onto the system takes a good while. But I played that. The visuals looked really, really good. They looked like what they should be for a game on PS4, with the exception of just being a little bit not as good as they possibly... For a port, they look really good for bringing it from last gen to next gen. It looks very, very good. It makes me look forward to what they're actually going to do when they just devote everything to their next-gen stuff, but or current-gen stuff, as it were. But the first time I got in a car, that's when I turned that game off. I was like, oh, I forgot how horrible these things drive. Because that first little thing, as soon as you switch from being... What was his name, Mike?
Yes, I believe so.
To...
It's been a
Mike, Franklin, and Trevor.
Yeah, you went from Mike to Franklin on the beach.
Yes.
When they run into each other. Mm. And then you're with Franklin and his friend, you got to steal those cars...
Repo, but
that are sitting in the driveway. Yeah,
yeah, the red one, and the white one.
Yeah, it's like
you
first
and Lamar have to go get the cars back for the crooked car salesman. Yeah,
and so I got in that car and we started going. Now I love the fact that all the communications through the phone come through your PS4 controller. Mm-hmm. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. That was really nice. I enjoyed that. But as soon as I started driving, man, the driving controls were like, oh God, I don't want to have to deal with this again. I really don't. I wish they could let me import my save so I could just say, look, I've already beaten you. Let me just have fun now. And let me go online. I tried to do that. I did the character transfer, but I never went further. I do want to try some of the online stuff. But that's as much as I played. A little bit more of the Talos Principle today. Solved a couple of more rooms. And that was it. That's all I've done. So... We're going to take a break. We need to now, and then we're going to get to everybody else's. I don't know if it's going to take 30 minutes for everybody else.
Well, a lot of us did actually play games. So you know,
I was going to say, that's the weirdest part, is that I really didn't play anything, and then it took 30 minutes to talk about. That shows you that I talk way too much. Anyway, we're going to go. We've still got new music here from Gersnort, who sent it in, and he's actually in the chat room. So thanks for sending these in. This is music from Strike Suit Zero. We'll be right back with more in-game chat in just a moment. Back to in-game chats. That is music, again, sent in by Gersnort, that is called Sword and Sorcery, or at least that's from Sword and Sorcery. The title is COM64. So all new music, or at least for the next couple of tracks, and then we're going to get back into our older music. I did not had a ton of music sent to us this week, actually sent to us during the show last week. And I have not had a chance to go through there and sort them out and get them categorized and put them in the system so we can play them. But I hope to do that at least by next week to have some more music in there as well. It's really nice, and we appreciate you guys chipping in for that. So enough of what I have played. Let's move on to Nate. Other than the Far Cry 4 demo stuff, what else have you been putting around with?
Binding of Isaac, of course.
God, we got both of you.
At school.
Yep.
Just going to book in this
segment.
Thing
is, because it's on my Vita, so, you know, I'm just
between
classes. I just play it for a few, you know.
That's true.
It's great for that.
Got any further, any new unlocks?
A ton of more unlocks.
Oh, yeah, so. All the items and such, but, like, any new stages at all?
Yes, I beat it again the second time.
Okay.
So just now I'm trying out another character. I forget which one. Another character, but, yeah. But, yeah, so... and then playing that, and then, my brother-in-law, he wanted me to mess around with ArcheAge with him. It's a free MMO. I'm playing that. It's pretty interesting. And other than that, I haven't been playing anything else. Not 30 minutes worth.
Yeah. Exactly. You can get through those things quick, huh? I could break it out. Let's see. No, I can't. RJ, over to you. What's been your time spent doing?
Had another good weekend with some folks at another session of Ultra Street Fighter 4. Had some folks come in from Auburn, Selma. Montgomery region. We all started playing.
Nabokov, I don't know if you saw him in the chat room. Nabokov asked, RJ got any tournaments he's getting ready for or just the usual?
It's going to be just the usual. I think the next tournament I plan on going to is going to be Final Round in Atlanta. That's going to be in March.
March.
That's going to be March every year. So that's what I'm planning on doing. Anything else is probably going to be spur of the moment, but I'll let you know, of course, if I ever do anything like that. So outside of that, more Dead Space 3. And I have to say that I think I've lost my desire to play hardcore mode because there's no reward for it. Really?
Really?
I mean, the only.
Do you play it?
I thought there was at least the finger gun thing.
No, that's in a classic mode. New Game Plus classic mode unlocks the Devil's Horns, but in hardcore mode it unlocks retro mode. And I found out that retro mode is merely just a video filter to make it look like you're playing on the PS2. I guess. I mean, it just makes the resolution looks bad. And I'm like, this is all you get? What should have been was. If you beat classic mode, it would have fit if you beat classic mode to get something retro mode, something like that.
Yeah.
And then if you beat hardcore mode, you get the finger gun.
Classic mode do?
Classic mode is basically you can't craft weapons. You would only be able to use the weapons from the original Dead Space. But unfortunately for that mode, I got the limited edition, which automatically puts crafted weapons in my safe. When I play, so it says, okay, you can only use a pulse rifle, a ripper, or a standard pneumatic torch. Then I look at my safe. Oh, here's this planet cracker with a ripper attachment on the bottom. Here's a sharpshooter with a kinetic shotgun on the bottom. You know, that type of thing. I got like four of those weapons in the safe on the first playthrough.
So classic mode is hardly classic for you.
Not really. It's not classic at all. It's just play through this, get the Devil's Horns, and you're done with it.
You say no reward, though, no trophy or anything, huh?
Maybe a trophy, but I wouldn't think about a trophy. I'm thinking about something in-game, but it's really just
I didn't know you played the hardcore stuff for rewards. I thought the challenge was what you always played for.
Yeah, I mean, they gave me motivation earlier, but that's what I was going for, really. And when I saw what I was going to get for it, I'm like, I just lost my desire for it.
No, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. It's just that I remember, well, I don't remember, but I had always thought that you just liked Dark Souls. You play Dark Souls.
Now, Dark Souls, I do that for fun.
Okay.
Dark Souls is fun.
I was going to say, what reward?
It is the difference of, you know, whether you're getting entertainment out of it, because you can play Dead Space on any difficulty level and get enjoyment out of it. I can't see the joy of like, oh, no save states or what have you, and then at the end it's like, have a filter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that I was thinking about the way you were thinking about it. I was just like,
because, you know, like,
I really want to go through this for that. I'm
like Dark Souls, even when you're getting punished, you're learning stuff. You're getting timings down of the enemies, and
you get the random invasions from other people as well. So it always keeps it fresh that way, and the difficulty of the game does that as well. So I was going through that, so I'll probably just go play through classic mode and unlock the Devil's Horns and do that. But outside of that, I just started The Evil Within on a PS3.
Mm.
Started playing through that, and, you know, it's really, it's gone back, survival horror. It's instead of action horror that we're used to so much, resources plentiful, even though they say it is, but it actually you have more than you need. In this one, Evil Within, the resources in that game are so, at least in my limited experience, the resources are so small in this game. Like,
is it kind of like original Resident Evil, where you?
I think even less abundant than the original Resident Evil, in my experience.
Because the ads and such make it look like a kind of a Resident Evil 4 successor, almost.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, as far as playthrough, I guess there's nothing in there about supplies.
Playthrough-wise, yeah, but your resources are pretty limited in this game. I mean,
interesting.
Because I died in like the first 10 minutes of the game. I made one mistake, and it's kind of Dark Soulish. Actually, make one mistake, that's it. You're done. Start over again. Because in the first part, you're injured, you're hurt, and you're trying to escape this giant with a chainsaw.
Yeah, is this the big dude with the box on his
big
head?
Big dude with something wrapped with chain or something around his head. But he's chasing you around this little little hospital / butcher refrigerated area, and you're trying to get away from
him. I remember I watched some, I guess, Let's Plays or first 25 minutes or something of the thing, and So once you're after you're hanging upside down,
yeah, you're hanging
is that
upside
where you're
down,
at, and then
yeah,
you get out and you have
down,
to
swing back and forth, grab the knife, and that's all you got. You just have to evade and get away. From
you basically,
the sky.
Yeah, it's basically just sneak. You
sneaking,
know, it's
yeah,
stealth, and sometimes just run.
Yeah. Well, you can't run.
Oh, so that must have been that must have been a not necessarily a cinematic, but that must have been a playable section where it forced you to.
Yeah, you're not running.
You
this
went
part.
Faster than. In some of those sections, though, you went faster than normal.
Well, it was strange because, okay, in the first part of this thing, you were cut in the leg.
Like, there are parts where you yeah, lost control of the camera. And it would only be behind you, and you would have to move.
Yeah, some ahead. Yeah, some of that thing with that. But in terms of the actual playthrough of the part,
yeah,
you were cut in the back of the leg, so you couldn't. There was no running. All you could do was sneak and stumble.
Yeah.
That's all you could do. So there was no running. You couldn't, like, make a break for it.
No.
So, yeah, you're going to have to, like, hide and
I just remember there were some sections day. In that part of you moving around
mm-hmm.
where the camera would suddenly not be in your control anymore. It would be in a position behind you where the guy
yeah.
was chasing you.
Yeah, you'd get
and
a,
you would have to
you get to a certain point.
Hobble.
Yeah, yeah, you get to a certain point and you would just automatically the cinematic would play through and you would play mm-hmm. hobble fast in a normal, get to the elevator and you'd get away. And then miraculously after you get out of that you're healed up again. you're walking normally.
Yeah.
So
that game's got, I see there's a big discount for that game on Black Friday as well.
There it is.
It's down to what, $29 or $25?
$30, I think.
$30? Yeah, down to $30 for Black Friday. So
yeah, I mean, in terms of resources, matches, bullets, and some green gel, which I think fuels the most violent stat upgrade I've ever seen in the game. You basically sit in an electric chair. And just
yeah, I heard like the upgrade center is like some kind of asylum type thing.
Yeah, it's this asylum or something in his mind. He goes into this asylum, sits in this electric chair, and fuels it with this green gel you find around in the world. And you give it to the machine. It shocks you and gives you more upgrades and whatnot.
Yeah, it makes me kind of think of Illbleed, where you like go and you have to get like artificial hearts installed, and like you just see like
surgery.
The surgeons hovering over you.
Yeah, the surgeons hovering over you and doing what they do, and then you get out, and now you got 50% more health than you did when you got in there. That's how that works, but like I said, I haven't been playing much of it, but I think the real key to this game, really, resource management, because, like I said, resources are few and far between from what I've played so far.
Is this one you went out and bought, or did you rent it?
Someone let me borrow it, actually. He had bought it on the PS4, then forgot that he had reserved it on PS3, so he got both of them. So he's playing the one on PS4. And
oh, wow.
On PS3, huh. So that's
lucky
how
you on that one.
Yeah, very
nice little mistake.
But, yeah, so do, like, the... Just go in a bit more detail. The regular enemies, do you have to like expend ammunition and resources to take them down, or do you have
melee just as the game says is really for defensive purposes. I mean, just stuns them really. I mean, very really, but it doesn't really hurt much from what I've played. The most minimal expensive resources I've seen is taking a match. And like lighting a hay bale on fire, because fire is pretty effective against the enemies in this game.
Yeah, I heard somebody say it was kind of a comparison to like the Resident Evil remake, where you had to burn the bodies.
Burn the bodies, yeah. Burning the bodies is very effective in the game. But like I said, it's like I could spend like maybe 3 bullets or 1 match.
Hmm.
So try to like arrange situations where you can. Use that one match uses less resources as you can to take out a group. I mean, I've heard things like burn a body. If you get bum rush, there's a body there, burn it when they get close, and everybody's lit on fire. So you can get like 2 to 3 with one match instead of trying to fight with 6 bullets.
That reminds me of Last of Us mm-hmm. with the Molotovs. You know, you throw a bottle to get their attention as they crowd around it. Then you throw the Molotov and it
mm-hmm.
explode. And then any others that heard it would run over to see what's going on, and then they would catch on fire
catch
or whatever.
Fire as
and
well. Yeah,
yeah, it was good to clear out the those things. But
mm-hmm. yeah, someone's driving through, like flipping through the stations, and they're like, "What the heck are they talking about?"
Oh no, well, we've thought about this completely. We've thought about this a lot. That you know,
we're talking about lighting bodies on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course,
the out of context situation that people would hear. but that happened with you, didn't you? Weren't you just flipping through?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you guys were talking about stocks or whatever.
We probably were talking about Square Enix stocks and their financial stuff because they were not happy with how Tomb Raider turned out.
Exactly. It's like, that's strange.
Man, you get the strangest looks at the mall back when you had conversations in a food court talking about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, it happened to me.
By the way, Nate looked it up. Actually, Evil Within will be $25 at Best Buy on Black Friday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a. It is pretty, from what I've played, it's
and I believe that'll be right for now. All systems, for PS3, PS4, Xbox One, and Xbox 360, so. I believe.
I was just looking at PS3 and PS4.
Yeah, but I believe it'll be all systems that you can pick it up for $25 if you're interested.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like one comparison I had with other survival horror games, like I said earlier, you know, resources are all over the place. But then this one, you know, being really careful with what I'm doing, because I haven't rushed into anything. I mean, I've been mostly sneaking. Like 60% of the time I've played through, I've been sneaking through everything.
Because you're being very meticulous.
Yeah, because I really don't want a battle with anybody in the beginning, because you probably won't have much of anything on you at the time, and it's going to be most likely it'll get you killed fighting with these enemies as you go through the first part.
And how I was going to say, and how far into it are you? Do you think?
I've gotten near the end of the second chapter so far.
Wow.
Maybe you'll get
the end of chapter two. I don't know how long the chapters are, but the end of chapter two, and you really can't fight.
Not really. I mean, if I fought like I did in earlier survival horror games, I'd have nothing on me. I'd have nothing but a fist and try to do sneak attacks, sneaking up from behind and stealth killing enemies the rest of the way.
That's
all I could do.
Okay, so you do have, like, an unarmed stealth kill?
You do. You have an unarmed stealth kill, which is why I got killed in the first 10 minutes, actually. I tried to stealth kill the guy with the thing. I had a knife. I figured, why not? Tried it and lost my head.
And he said, nope.
Nope, he just hit me. He just stuck him. He turned around, gave me one look, one hit with a butcher knife later, and that's it. Start over.
Yeah, this is, I don't know if it's going to be his last one, but this is Shinji Mikami, who did...
Yeah.
Originate Resident Evil.
Yeah. Original Resident Evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to go back to the roots of survival horror. I guess.
What was the last game that he had made? Nate.
Was it four?
What was his name?
Shinji Mikami. The last one I know of, just off the top of my head, is Resident Evil 4, because he was heavily involved in the development of that, because they did all the different iterations. I've heard there is actually a reference to one of the earlier builds of Resident Evil 4 within. Evil Within.
Okay. It's interesting that and I'm not saying that was the last game that he worked on, which was Resident Evil 4, but 4, of course, was a departure from the Resident Evil series, was it not?
Yeah.
It was, and, well, the thing of that was it went through so many builds. The very first few builds we knew of were kind of like the previous Resident Evils, where you were exploring through a mansion. It was a bit more supernatural than... Kind of like either supernatural, like hallucinations being caused by a virus. It was still Leon Kennedy was your main character.
Right.
That was pretty consistent, but it just kept changing. Then they were dissatisfied with that. They did another build where it was the traditional zombies in a mansion. They didn't like that, and then eventually it was something like...
They got to Crazy Town.
Yeah, it was eventually Eastern. Four or five different builds until they got into weird parasites in...
Las Plagas.
Yeah.
Las Plagas in some European town with the president's daughter kidnapped or something along those lines, yeah.
Over to Dennis now. I know what he's going to say, but we need to catch up with him.
Well, I do have a lot of Binding of Isaac Rebirth going on. I'm about halfway through the unlock so far, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I'm reaching a point where my skill with the game is not able to keep up with the progress I need to make through the game. So I started up Wind Waker HD the other day.
Oh, on the Wii U?
Yes. Man.
I tell you, I look at these Wii U bundles hitting up for Black Friday stuff, and I am...
There's some good stuff. Smash Brothers just came out.
I'm not interested in Smash Brothers whatsoever. I am not a Smash Brothers person. No. I will watch people play that game. I'll watch it in the tournaments and stuff. That's fun to see. But I got no skill in that department.
Well, neither do I. That's never stopped me, though.
Oh, it's totally stopped me, because I am going to be the only one playing it. And so I just have no desire to play that.
Yeah, we just need to get you out to GT South.
GT South. Well, I mean, the Wii U has had a pretty good year, I guess, compared to that, you know, Mario Kart 8, Bayonetta 2.
Yeah, we're starting to see some stuff shine compared to...
And,
not really having a lot at the beginning. Yeah. I mean, there was New Super Mario Brothers, there was Zombie U and a couple of other titles, but nothing that really stood out. Now we're starting to get into more of the titles that are people are really getting interested in.
Yeah. And SDM Fuller's like, what? You don't like Smash Brothers? No, it's not that I don't like it.
He hates Smash Brothers.
I'm not good at
it. It's terrible. He hates everything Nintendo. Send all your emails to scott@ingamechat.net.
I'm just not good at the game, so I don't have any desire to buy it. Mm-hmm. I love watching people play it, though. I like watching fighting games. That's one of my... I cannot play a fighting game to save my life other than mash buttons, which is probably the best way for me to save my life.
That is the thing in Smash. You can't be a button masher and do okay, given...
No, you can't do that in any fighting game.
Yeah.
In fact, look, they got it at EVO. Okay, they have Smash Bros. Evo, so you know there's some folks who put.
I know, and those are fun. Yeah, those are fun matches to watch.
Yeah,
everything that I watch at Evo, regardless of what the game is, I always look at that and I'm like, boy, I wish I had the skill to play that, and the desire to want to have the skill to go through and play that, and I just don't. I don't for fighting games. I never have. I've always enjoyed watching people play them. I really, really have. But as far as myself playing them, I've never had any interest. Mm-hmm. And I don't with Smash Brothers. I guess the best interest I have is the fact that it's doing so well. That just means that, hey, this is good. Wii U, get there. You know, just get more games in your library so that are great, so that more people will buy your system. And you know, you guys.
Hey, the games are playable out of the box.
I know. There's the other thing. The review scores. I mean, Bayonetta came out. Bayonetta 2 came out when we were seeing review scores for a bunch of other stuff that was just crap. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. Here's Bayonetta 2, nines, nines, tens, tens, nines, nines, perfect scores everywhere. Smash Brothers is getting good reviews with the people who have published the reviews. Some people haven't because the online mode was not on during their
trial. Yeah, because they didn't turn it on till yesterday.
Right, yeah. So we haven't seen some scores, but everything that I've heard has been like, yay, of course it's Smash Brothers. I mean, there's not many places they can go wrong with that.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, which is very limited when it comes to the fighting games. So, but yeah, I was reading the chat room. Matthews says Smash is the one guy you were asking about.
What he's done. He's done a couple things since Resident Evil 4. In 2006, he did God Hand. 2010, he did Vanquish. 2011, he did Shadows of the
Vanquish. That's Platinum, isn't it?
Yeah, Platinum.
Platinum
games.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of my favorite things to play when it's like adult during adult moment.
Yeah. And what was the other one?
Evil Within.
Last game was Vanquish before Evil Within?
It was Shadow of...
Oh, yeah, Shadows of the Damned.
Yes.
I don't know that one.
It was a very tongue-in-cheek kind of action game.
Mm.
Like kind...
I like God Hand.
Yeah, a bit.
Because it's tongue-in-cheek apocalyptic world type of game, yeah.
That's what he did, God Hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, and so you went back to Wind Waker.
Went back to Wind Waker, and that's been fun. They've added some quality of life things to it for like some of the extra stuff. Like there's basically a side quest where you can take pictures of every character enemy in the game and get like a little gallery full of figurines for it.
Mm.
In the original, that you were very limited on. You had to take pictures of them. You were limited on how many pictures you had, and like you could only get like three at a time. You didn't know if it. You had to like get the entire body and frame and everything, but you didn't know for sure if it was correct until you like went back to the guy at the gallery and he said, this is a crap photo. We can't take this. But they've added indicators where when you take pictures, like, okay, this one will be approved, particularly for things that like bosses you only fight once in the entire run.
Yeah.
You know, after that point, you just miss out on them.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of nice stuff. I haven't gotten terribly far into it. I just started like 2 days ago. But it's been fun just sailing the oceans, listening to that music.
I miss that game a lot. That's another draw for me on getting a Wii U is to jump back into...
Because I got Wind Waker. When I got Mario Kart 8, they were doing some kind of special.
Yeah,
where get Mario Kart 8, get something free. I was like, Wind Waker sounds good.
Yeah. That's something I'll definitely go back into, and when I get a Wii U, and I say when, not really if, because I imagine I will.
Didn't you end up stopping right before the final battle?
I did. As best I can tell, yes. Yeah. It seemed like it was about to be the final battle, and I stopped, because James and a couple of others would come over and like watch me play through this game. We almost had a thing where it was every every some night of the week, they would come over, and we were like, we would watch TV. This was when he didn't live a door and a half down from where I live now. This is when he lived a good 20, 30 minutes away. And he would come over, and we would watch TV. And then afterwards, I'd always fire up the GameCube, and if Wind Waker was in, we'd play Wind Waker. If Mario Kart Double Dash was in, we'd do a little bit of that, whatever the case. But Wind Waker would be in, and they watched me go through quite a lot of that game. And it got to the point where I wouldn't play it until they came over. And we got to the last level there, about to go in and do the final boss. And it was like, okay, we'll do the final boss next time you guys come over or whatever. And I'm sure they came over many more times after that, but
just for whatever reasons,
we never got back to it. We never got back to it. And which would make it, by the way, and this is probably another one that'll shock the chat room, I don't know. That would have made it the first Zelda game I've ever finished.
It's not surprising. I mean, because you missed out on things like the SNES and everything like that.
I had a SNES, but I
was not. But you traded in for a Genesis, right? Wasn't that?
Well, yeah. No. This is a weird story.
We've been over this. I just can't remember the exact details.
I bought a SNES, traded it in because all my friends were playing Genesis. And then Sonic came along. See, the marketing for Sonic worked. You know, we go back to console.
Nah, but you missed out on the best Zelda game ever. The best game ever, really.
Hold on. Then I sold my Genesis and games and then bought a SNES again.
And you didn't play Link to the Past.
And I still never played Link to the Past.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible human being.
I'm not a Zelda guy.
That's fine. But it's the best game ever.
Well,
it doesn't matter whether you're a Zelda guy or not.
It's on the virtual console or whatever, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's something I could go back to.
And you probably still find a copy of the Advance re-release they did a couple years back.
Yeah. So Wind Waker you played. What else?
That's been about it. Just
that and Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac.
Yeah.
Ah, man. I'm starting to get to the point where I'm getting to where there's new content beyond what was in the original game. I haven't quite pushed through that door yet, but I know I'm like swiftly approaching it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, then, good. There, we've gone over all the games that we played. It took us two segments worth to do it. And I really didn't think it would take us that long, but we're going to take a break now. And then when we come back, we'll jump into the stuff that's gone on this week as far as gaming is concerned. And again, if you would like to call in and contribute, you are more than welcome to. We would love to have you. 334-272-9228. That is 334-272-9228. We're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a moment. Here's another track from Gersnort. He sent us in. This is from Transistor. It's called Apex Beat. We'll be right back. I could listen to that all day. Welcome back to Endgame Chat. That is music from Myst. Main theme from Myst. In fact, I may listen to that all day whenever we do our 24-hour episode.
We'll just talk over it.
Well, look, if you got to fill 24, when we do, I'm going to try and do a 24-hour episode when we do the Extra Life.
Yes.
Next year, next October. And if we do, I got to fill 24 hours. So music's going to be a big part of filling in 24 hours worth of content. So
I got enough.
You and
I think all of us,
our
have
listeners,
enough.
Have quite a lot. But, you know, the fun thing about when we do the music episodes is that now we did the last one we did was last year, and it focused on listeners sending in the songs that they wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. And I think this year, and I say this year, I don't know when we're going to do one. I will do it when James is back. I think this year we'll take selections from you guys. Mm. From us on the show, so that when we play them, you can talk about why you like that track so much, and then we'll go into the track and do that. I think that'd be a great.
I like that.
Oh yeah,
that'd be a great little episode to do. And we'll do it. We'll do another. We'll make it commercial free and do a full 2 hours of nothing but that. So, I don't know when we're gonna do that. That's gonna come later once James can be back in the studio with us. So. Anyway, on to the stuff that happened this week. We were talking off air, RJ and myself and Nate were talking about some of the Black Friday deals going on. So let's hit up those real quick. I know when I saw you inside Best Buy on Saturday after last week's show, I was going in to pre-order Far Cry 4 and GTA 5.
Correct.
And then you popped in to pick up Draenor.
Yes.
We were talking about, have you seen some of the bundles? And I was like, it is a fantastic time to buy a new current gen system. A PS4 and Xbox One? My God, we were buying these for more than what you're paying now and getting less in the box.
Well, I remember the...
But you got to have it then. That's
people. I know. Real. I understand that. I understand it.
Well, I remember last Christmas, people were so desperate. Like, when Amazon put them, if they had stock, I mean,
minutes. It was gone in minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
And now you've got bundles where you can buy one of the systems and get... I know Walmart's got one. You can get four games with it. And that's for like, what, $400?
Yep.
$400, you get four games the system. Or is it less?
No, that one's $450.
$450?
Yes.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
That's still a good deal.
Because all the other bundles, I think, are $400, right?
Right.
Yeah, because that's the standard for both PS4 and Xbox One now. But... an extra $50 for, I guess you call that three additional games.
They have $400, and you get The Last of Us GTA 5. This is Walmart. If you just buy the console, you get a $50 gift card with no games,
mm-hmm.
or you get two games of your choice,
pending whatever those choices are that you get to pick from.
And somebody who doesn't have it yet but has been on PS Plus for a while, has. Well, quite a bundle built up just in the system by itself.
Just all the standard free-to-play games, too.
Yeah, and there's that as well. Mm-hmm. I know Walmart's got one where you get Batman and Lego Little Big Planet 3, I think, and Batman?
Yeah, that's the other bundle.
And Lego Batman 3?
Yeah. I believe that's what it is. Yeah.
They call it the family bundle, but whatever. Don't let that discourage you. Those are two really great games from what I understand.
Everybody needs to play Lego Batman 3.
And Little Big Planet.
And Little Big, you got Little Big Planet 3, didn't you? Uh-huh. I thought you were getting that. I thought you were picking that.
I was going to, and then I decided I was just going to wait till Christmas.
Yeah. So there's some really good bundles out there if you want to pick them up. There's not very many choices on the Wii U. I was looking at that list, and the only one I saw was the one at Best Buy, which gets you the 3D World bundle. 3D Mario.
Okay, Mario whatever. 3D World.
Yeah. Mario 3D World plus Nintendo Land, and then on top of that, you get Smash Brothers and Tropical Freeze, all for $350.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
If you're particularly interested in Nintendo games, that's a pretty good deal.
If you take away those two extra games, you take away Tropical Freeze and Smash Brothers, that's how much that bundle cost as it is, $300.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to any store right now and you want to get any of their bundles, the Mario Kart bundle, the 3D World bundle, any of those bundles, it costs $300. So with this one, you're getting the one at Best Buy, it's $350. So you're basically paying for one of those extra games, and then you're getting Tropical Freeze or Smash Brothers for free for that one.
Used to be a Bayonetta bundle.
I would agree.
I'm kind of surprised there isn't one. In all honesty, considering
two games,
Nintendo's the reason there is a Bayonetta 2.
Yeah,
more than likely, and I don't know about this because Zombie U had a bundle, did it not?
Yeah, but it was a launch title as well.
It was a launch title, but what the
bundle didn't come out till like 6 months later, I think.
Oh, really? What was the rating on Zombie U?
The rating, I want to say M for sure. ESRB rating,
right?
Like,
yeah,
given what I remember it. Definitely an M.
Because I was wondering if maybe that's the reason it doesn't get a bundle, is because Bayonetta 2 was rated
M.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Nintendo doesn't do a lot of rated M's.
Yeah, it's... I don't know why. That'll be an interesting question. Try to find the answer to that. Why isn't
it? Can you look that
Bayonetta
up real quick?
Bundle.
Was Zombie U rated M?
I'm 99% sure, because it was a bloody mess, so...
Hmm. It may have been. And he's moving.
Yeah, STM Fuller says it was rated M.
Yeah, it was rated M. Okay. That's interesting. But it got a bundle. Yeah, Bayonetta 2 should have. It almost seemed like all of their big title releases got a bundle. Wind Waker got a bundle.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 8 got a bundle. 3D World got a bundle. Smash Brothers is not getting a bundle.
Or maybe not yet. It's getting packaged in with that Best Buy deal, but not an official bundle.
True.
And, you know, you have the entire Amiibo thing going on with those, so maybe they're working.
Are you gonna get any of those?
I don't see a point. Not for, you know, I want to play Smash, but it's like I don't terribly care about figurines.
On my shopping list for Black Friday, I put some Disney Infinity stuff on there. I'm not getting the game. I just want, there's three particular figures that I want, that I just want. I just want to have them and sit them up on my little, you know, tchotchke shelf.
Yeah, you don't care about having a.
I don't care about putting
them for.
I don't want to play in the game. I want my Spider-Man and my Venom. and then I want the Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey Mouse.
Nice.
And Jack Skellington. Those are the four that I want.
Hmm. That's the thing. The Amiibos are...
If I had
a tchotchke shelf, sure. I'd probably grab some, but I haven't seen anything in like the, here, use your Amiibo in the game thing that looks even like remotely up my alley. I've seen enough people talk about them. It's like, okay, this is a thing, but...
I'd like to get Mario and Donkey Kong, just those two guys. I don't think there's many on the side of the Amiibo stuff.
I'd probably want to pick up like a Link as well.
I do see on this one website it says Nintendo Wii U bundle at Target for $2.99. It's the Skylander.
For $2.99?
Yeah.
With the Skylander stuff in it?
It's the Skylander bundle at Target for Black Friday.
Okay. I saw something that was $1.99 that was the Skylander Swap Force bundle. But I think it was just the bundle for
That
was just Skylander Swap Force.
Correct.
And all the base stuff and everything
that's
else. Nothing. It wasn't actually the Wii U.
No, yeah, correct. That's no system. This is the system for $300.
Okay. That's another bundle you can go with as well. The 3D World bundle looks good. I think eBay has a bundle up for Black Friday that knocks it down to $250, which is about $50 off, which is kind of nice. I'll tell you what I did see and what I almost tried to do on Sunday. I played a ton of Talos on Sunday, and so I was blocked off from the world as far as what was going on the internet and everything else. So I get done with that, and I get out of the game and go online and see what's going on, and I see this post on Gaff about it was like a $60 3DS XL at Sears. That people were trying to get price matched over at Best Buy and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was also a Wii U bundle, the old Mario and Luigi Wii U bundle, with new Super Mario Brothers and
the new Super Luigi.
Yeah, the new Super Luigi thing, for $60.
Wow.
I know. You could not put it in your cart on the Sears page. They were acknowledging that there was a screw up on their page, and you couldn't add it to you couldn't buy it from Sears.
Oh yeah, but this was the thing where it's like, well, it's here it is on my phone. It says $60.
So I ran to Best Buy with everything ready to try and do a price match, but Best Buy did not have that bundle.
Ah,
they did not. The only thing that Best Buy had was like the 3D World bundle. They had that.
Yeah, and you have to be able to match exactly.
Yeah, they didn't have the right bundle. So I thought, okay, well, I ran over to Walmart, and I looked for theirs. They also did not have that bundle in. They checked their back stock, and there was nothing in there. And they were like, we're probably not getting that bundle back in. Because it's one of the first bundles for the Wii U. And I drove to another Walmart. I thought, you know, I mean, it's worth the drive if I can get this thing for $60.
You were determined.
I was. And they didn't have that bundle either. So the next day, I drove around and hit up a couple of other Walmarts. None of them had the Mario and Luigi bundle. However, by the next day, when I was hitting up these other places, I was getting told that, yeah, we heard about that. We already contacted Sears. It was a price screw-up on their part, so we wouldn't be able to match it anyway.
Yeah.
So, some would argue that that was trying to go around the system or trying to...
Well...
I wasn't being fraudulent about it.
I mean, it's just kind of like it's just a coincidence just lining up for you. Yeah, like, oh, we do price matching. Well, here's a thing, price match. It meets all the guidelines for what you consider as the matching the price. So let me pay my $60 to get this product.
There were plenty of people in the thread who were showing their receipts and everything where they had gotten that bundle, or they had whoever it was at Walmart had said, you know, okay, and gave them a 3D World bundle or Mario Kart 8 bundle, whatever, and where they had gotten it for like $60. But unfortunately, that was not the case for me, which is fine. I really didn't go in thinking I could make that happen.
And you know, if you want to talk about like kind of like borderline fraudulent.
Now, if you want to talk about fraudulent,
yeah,
we can talk about what people were doing with the PS4.
Yeah, because it was Walmart was honoring third-party Amazon stores, correct? They were honoring those prices.
No, they weren't.
They weren't?
They weren't. They were honoring. They said we will price match Amazon.
Yeah.
They didn't really go into the details as to how they would price match Amazon.
Okay. Yeah.
And so most of the store employees thought, okay, they'll price match Amazon. So people were putting up PS4s in the Amazon marketplace for like $60, $90.
Yeah, $90 is one I have
PS4.
Around a lot.
Honestly, if you had gone through and bought that through Amazon or through Amazon's marketplace type thing, they'd have either taken your money or you'd have never been able to make the transaction because they were false postings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put it up there, and then they would go to the store, and they would show this employee or the store manager or whoever, there's an Amazon page, and it shows at $90, price match this.
Yeah.
And they would do that without realizing that this was a third-party seller.
Yeah, some of these ads on Amazon didn't say Amazon, said Amazon Electronics. Was the
right.
Seller or something
there was
like
also
that.
There was also yeah. that little thing, and so I really can't put the blame on Walmart here. I'm you know, and I honestly can't.
I can.
Yeah, really?
I can.
Okay.
A $400 system sold for $90.
That's true. That's true.
That's crackhead price. And you actually fell for it. What? I'm sorry. Walmart. I can't. I can blame Walmart for this completely. I mean, common sense. Look, there's some items you buy.
So then you can't put the blame on the person.
Walmart fell for it. I'm sorry. That's on them. I'm sorry. Because like I mean, look, there's some things you buy. You look at it. It's a price. If something's like $400, we're selling it for $325. You say, okay, that's a pretty good sale. But if I see $400 and I see $90, I'm thinking something's wrong. Why is this like this? Did you check on it? Did you look into it? Did you research it? Because if I'm not mistaken, in price matching things like this, the manager has to put the final say. The has to put the word in to say, yeah, let this go through because it follows.
From what I was reading, a price match of this big of a difference, required like a floor manager
requires,
to come
manager,
and,
requires mm-hmm. managerial confirmation
to do it. Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure the employees was looking at this like. I'm gonna have to get a manager on this one because this seems wrong to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's what happened in some of these cases.
Pretty deceitful, though, right?
Well, I mean, the main thing morally is like there were people out there who were looking to bilk Walmart. You know, that is kind of a heinous, villainous action there.
But when they named their seller Amazon Electronics,
mm-hmm. yeah,
Doesn't that put some blame on them? Isn't that knowingly trying to take advantage of a system?
Yeah, but I still blame Walmart.
All right.
I'm
not sure where I sit on that. I really am. I'm really not.
The only thing I could really say anything about Walmart on is like, well, okay, they just had nothing in place, but there was no... I guess this was the test case for like that kind of thing coming through. This wasn't like a, you know, something they had dealt with before. And yeah, it was kind of like not thoroughly checking their policy. But I mean, yeah, there were still like guys going out there saying, "Hey, give me my $90 PS4 because I posted this on Amazon." But oh, it wasn't me. It was like this Amazon Electronics thing.
Now I can totally see if somebody saw that and said, and I can see where, okay, if I looked at it and saw that it was Amazon Electronics, first off, I'd probably try to buy it from them anyway, not try and price match it. Mm-hmm. But even if I didn't do that, and I was like, wow, let me go and try and price match this, confusing myself thinking that this is from Amazon, I don't necessarily blame that person. But a person who sets out to do that, they're setting out to...
Yeah, I mean, the most I can say for Walmart is, you know, they just didn't catch on in time. That's
I just can't believe it even went through. Like, I don't know how people, you know, upper,
true,
you know, lawyers and everything.
To have
you know,
to get management and come and say, wait a second, this is a $400 system and you're about to get it for $90.
That, but the thing is they did it with PS4s, but to me that means they could have did it with anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, it goes deeper than that. I can't believe that the lawyers, you know, what I'm saying, when they're adding that to the contracts and stuff, of knowing it needs to be from Amazon LLC, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that got through.
I think what the policy, I think they changed it now to where if they don't know who the seller is, they're not honoring it, isn't it?
Well, it has to be, it has to be directly from Amazon.
It has to be sold by Amazon.
Sold by Amazon.
And that's the only,
I'll tell you this, though. There were people who were posting those receipts showing off that what they got away with. I'm wondering if there are going to be the repercussions for that, because there's a lot of information on these receipts, like what store it was, your debit card, how much you paid for it.
That's just going to be up to Walmart at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If they decide to pursue something, it may not be worthwhile for them.
More than likely, they won't.
Yeah. Do you guys remember, this was about 4 or 5 months ago, Walmart messed up. They were selling, if you bought the console, whatever, you got the little digital card for the game online, you know, so that it would be added to your cart that, hey, if you bought an Xbox One, you got Forza 5 or whatever, and it was added into the cart. Okay. Well, they accidentally messed up and was putting prices. They put a $5 price on those cards, so people were buying the game for $5.
Huh.
And they went to the store, and they're like, hey, I bought this for $5. And they gave it, and it only lasted like an hour or whatever, and they realized, oh, wait, we shouldn't put prices on this.
Well,
so this isn't the first time I've done something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, but that's from like their own listings, right?
Yeah, I was saying they mess up quite often.
True. I mean, well, that happens everywhere, but it's like there was some like intentional kind of fraudulence going on, not on Walmart's part. It wasn't just like, oh well, here's a $90 PS4. It's like, no, let me go set up this listing, and then I'm going to take it and get my $90 PS4.
Yeah, I don't have much room to be throwing around any kind of blame or accusations compared to the stuff that I pulled before. Going through how I bought Titanfall for like $35.
I mean,
through a Mexican provider.
Currency exchange.
Currency exchange. And I also
PayPal.
But I did the same thing through Steam, I think.
Oh, yeah,
Steam did with the Russian guys. Yeah, they're like, hey, well, you know, this is only one TF2 key. Give me a TF2 key and then I'll give you this game type situation. I went through that. So I'm a sucker for deals, man. Illegal deals.
Well, I mean, neither one of those, it was a fair trade for the Steam thing.
Some of you in here may know, but I don't think anybody on the air knows how I got my PS3. And I'll tell you that off the air.
I don't know that.
No, you don't. And I will tell you that.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a fun story, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you how I got that.
I'll tell you how I got my first PSP.
How? Oh, after we get off the air? Okay.
Most I ever did was import a Pocket Station from Japan. What is wrong with you guys?
I didn't buy the PSP.
I will mention it I'll post it in the chat room. I'll tell you how I got it on there. Well, he gets the phone. It's probably the police. And like, you need to tell us how you got your PS3. I really shouldn't be throwing that around. It's just that if you see a good deal and you don't feel that it's wrong in how you have to go about and get it, go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, weather feels, I mean, that's just a person-by-person basis, but...
It is.
You know, the particular thing that strikes me is, like, somebody actually setting up a fraudulent listing.
See, that's why...
That's the difference from, like,
yeah.
going through the Mexican website and getting a deal on Titanfall, as opposed to, like, setting up this entire thing so I can bilk Walmart. It's like...
Yeah. That's why...
apples and oranges there.
Yeah, that's why I didn't feel bad trying to get this deal through Sears, or through price-matching Sears. To get a Wii U bundle, even though it was massively discounted, you know, to mm-hmm. $60 for a Wii U, which is normally $300.
Yeah.
You know, someone was also saying to me, you don't even need to set up a fake account. You just, if you got the right HTML code and, like, web developing tools, you can just make your own, make an ad to take to Walmart, really. They were just that gullible that week, apparently.
Yeah, there's a script you can put into your browser. You can edit and delete words.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, so yeah. you don't have to set.
But
up
that's typically why they pull it up themselves.
Yeah.
They don't let you usually. Yeah. But it just goes to show you how much.
So they didn't even do that. Huh? So they didn't even do that. Just take it at face value and just say, oh, let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But it just goes to show you how much humans are just vultures when it comes to certain things. You know, it just. Attack it at full force when there's a deal.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, come on. Black Friday's coming up. You've seen those videos.
That's what I'm saying, just in general. I'm saying.
Yeah, you have seen those videos.
people getting shot.
I love
Black Friday. My aunt was telling me there's a guy up in Maryland. He camped out. He's already at the Best Buy. He started there last Saturday. Already camped out. I was like... Dude, go
I'm going to get there early.
Go home.
I'm going to get there early at, like, I don't know, 3 or I don't remember. They open up at 5, I think, on
Thursday.
So.
I think it's 5.
Yeah, I'll get there at like 2 or 3, and I'll hang out and wait. Not because there's nothing on their little doorbuster deals. There's nothing that I want.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I need to be in line that early for. But it'll get me in. There are some things I do want to pick up.
I might join you just for the heck of it.
It's fun, man. It's really fun.
I've done it before, but yeah. I've never been in line. I went to, a couple years ago. We went to Walmart during it, but it had already started, and we just needed to pick up, I think, a TV.
Walmart is not one I will ever do again.
Yeah,
I will never do a Black Friday at Walmart ever again. I've done it once,
and this was 2 years after the Redskins beat the Cowboys, so all my family were all wearing Redskins stuff, and people were like, "Boo!" It was great.
I did. A couple of years back, I did 2012, I think. I did the Black Friday where we got in line at 6 that night, and the store opened I think at midnight or 1 o'clock something. This was before they decided to open on Thanksgiving Day, which is what they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday them still happened on Friday, so midnight on Friday was when they opened the doors. So we got in line at about 5 something like that in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and waited that long, and then. Got her, and it was so much fun. It's almost it's a big rush to have to go through and try and get your deal and everything else and to see what everybody was getting, and that was fun to do. And I did one for Walmart, and like I said, I will never do that again. That was horrible. See, the thing with Best Buy is that they put you outside. They lock the doors.
Yeah.
Walmart doesn't do that. Walmart's open 24 hours, mm-hmm. or at least the ones here. So you just have to wander around, and then there's these pallets in the middle of the aisle,
yep.
with all the stuff, and you'll see people just standing there next to these pallets.
Although they do have a line system. Have you seen?
I haven't been back since I did it that one time.
They have a system to where, like, you go to the area for that certain gift, you get a number.
Oh, okay.
Then you take that number at a certain time and go get your item. Those numbers are up.
Yeah.
So that way,
that was not the case. Whatever year I did that one, there was just people standing next to the pallets and then waiting and waiting. And we would watch the clock and wait and wait. And then you'd hear
the herd.
You'd hear this noise come aisle by aisle, where people were starting to shuffle. All it took was like one employee to cut that first pallet. It didn't matter if there was no employee next to yours. As soon as that was cut. People were tearing into it, and that
you hear the hunting horn sound and everything.
That acted as like a daisy chain. It was this wave of people. As soon as they saw that person open, they tore into the next pallet, and those people standing next in the next aisle, seeing that happen, would tear into that, and it just came over. And was just mayhem.
All I picture is like an orc horn, you know, like the herds come.
It's like chum in the water.
Yeah.
So I said, humans are like vultures.
Just circling the air, and all of a sudden, let it go. Was the employee hurt? Because I would imagine the person who cut that cord, as soon as he or she did it.
Oh, I have no idea.
The stampede that smothered him or her.
They were cutting. Like everything was wrapped up in like cellophane or whatever, and like whatever that wrapping stuff on a pallet.
Yeah.
And they cut that to let everybody in. And I guess the employee was okay, but you always hear about, and you're going to hear about him this week too. You're going to hear about people getting trampled or shot or killed or whatever because of these sales. It's going to happen. Let's do a quick chat room roll call before we take our break here. Outrageous is in there. Lavos, Chargers, 31-58. Tactus, 59. Duke Frucum, 2. Again, I don't think he's in there. Come to Dust, Jack Kraft, W. Matthew, Alexia Fowler. Wolfie, 25-54, STM Fuller, AC Wraith, and Uncle Elias hanging out in the chat room. We really want to appreciate you guys doing that. I'll tell you how I got my PS3 in the chat room here as soon as we take a break. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat. Here's music from Outrunners. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music there from Panzer Dragoon. It's the last segment of the show. Not exactly sure what we're going to talk about, but that doesn't matter because we got a phone call now. If you will hit that button there and put him on. It's the one under the one on hold. Thank you. Is this Charger?
Yes.
Hey, man. How's it going? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montana.
Montana. So we've had Minneapolis and Montana so far. And, I have to do a quick thing. I almost forgot again. Henry called. And what was she doing, making Thanksgiving?
She just wanted to tell us Happy Thanksgiving. She was listening to our show, and I said we'd give her a Happy Thanksgiving back on air.
Okay. All right. Well, Happy Thanksgiving, Henry. And thanks for listening. Did you find out where Henry was calling from?
I believe local.
It was local?
Listening on the radio.
So. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Henry, for calling in, and Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hey, Charger, what's going on?
Hey, so I have a couple things to ask your guys' reaction to.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are going to get much conversation out of it, but we'll see.
We got 20 minutes, so let's hope.
Yeah. So the first thing was, do you guys remember the guy, Mike Malbec?
Sounds familiar.
He was the guy who threatened
That's right, he threatened...
Is this the Paranormal Activity guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. He's back with the company now.
He got fired again.
Wait a second. I need to trace my steps here because I haven't paid attention to the news. He quit the company after the threat to Gabe Newell. Then I read something where he was brought back on because they just couldn't make it without him. And now he's fired again?
No, from what I hear, I think he's still working on it, but there is talks that he is fired again. It hasn't been confirmed yet, so that's what I heard.
I don't know. There
was the thing where when he was let back on, it was because what bits I read is like just nobody else was really interested in after his entire screed hit the internet. Because, you know, IT jobs have Google.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's just like, I'm not surprised he went back because as far as I know, Steam still isn't allowing Paranormal Activity or anything from that company back on there.
Yeah.
Even though he...
Yeah, he's with a different company right now.
Oh, he is with... Okay. But yeah, it was... because last I heard is that he went back to... I don't even
remember. Whatever the name of that company was, yeah, he went back. He went back on a different level of, you know, not in any kind of, like, I think, management position or anything, but I can't remember.
No, definitely not. No, I expect, like, I wouldn't put him in a management position anyway. So.
Yeah, that, man, Twitter can be the end of you if you're
exactly.
not careful.
Don't hit
you,
Sam.
And the last thing I wanted to quickly talk about was, you guys remember the channel G4?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Is it fired as well?
It's going to end on November 30th, which I'm really sad about. However, I do get G4 Canada, and that's still going to be on the air, so yay, I guess. I'll watch Canadian video games and not American. But
are they as broken on launch?
What's that?
I said, are they as broken on launch?
You got it, yep.
Nobody is safe from the hacker game.
There's no borders for that. It's everywhere.
That's worldwide.
Exactly.
So G4 is shutting down then. On what time? When did you say? November 30th?
Yeah, November 30th will be the last day, and then December 1st it's officially gone. And that's Pacific time at midnight. So
I haven't watched G4 in forever.
It's only on one network right now.
I haven't watched G4 since they were Tech TV.
Wow.
What? Really?
I'm about in the same boat.
You're missing a lot of cheaters, cops, and
right, exactly.
Hey, and all reasons I'm glad I stopped at Tech TV.
Yeah, there's a reason.
My biggest time watching that show was during when, because I remember watching the review, was on Attack of the Show. It was when the Burning Crusades came out for World Warcraft, and I was always watching Attack of the Show when it was on.
Yeah, I'll take that back. I watched them years and years and years ago whenever they did coverage of E3.
Yes, they had good coverage.
Yeah, I would TiVo their entire day worth, and then I would sit there and fast forward until I got to like a trailer or got to somebody interviewing that I wanted to see. This was back before I ever went to E3, but I would sit there and I would watch that. And that was the only time I put any effort into G4. And then after that, they started putting that stuff on Spike.
Yeah.
I would record like the award show and just watch the trailers.
I know. Speaking of the award show, you saw that they're not doing Spike and Viacom. They aren't doing an award show this year.
No, but they are doing a VGA award this year, but it's going to be streaming on Twitch this time.
Well, yeah, it's Keeley. He's doing his own thing,
mm-hmm.
and he teamed up with a lot of the console manufacturers, a lot of the game manufacturers. He teamed up with a lot of publishers and people in the industry to do the Gamer Awards, I guess is what it's called, or the Game Awards.
I'm just disappointed they didn't play Goat Simulator in there. I mean, out of all games, you know.
No, it's not in there. I think it's called the Game Awards, and it's on December 5th, I believe.
That's correct.
They just put the nominees out just this past week.
Did not see any Goat Simulator. I'm disappointed.
I know. You're disappointed about Goat Simulator not being up there. But but yeah, it will be on. It will not be on any kind of network television, but it will be on like Twitch.
Yeah, December 5th is
December
when it'll
5th.
Air.
Yeah, and it's coming. It's I think out of Las Vegas is where they're doing it from. Live out of Las Vegas, and. Okay. I'm kind of interested to watch it. I kind of want to, obviously, always, whenever they try something new like this, I'm very interested to see how it works for them. So that is on, I don't know, what does it give a time? I know what day.
9 p.m. Eastern on December 5th.
So 8 o'clock our time. So, yeah, normally these, I remember last year we watched it while we were broadcasting the show. I had my 360 in here, and I had hooked up, I had hooked it up to the TV, and we were streaming that. While we were watching the show, that was when we got to see the first bit of No Man's Land. No Man's Space?
No Man's Land.
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes. I think. God.
We got the No Man right.
You see how great it stuck with us, right? So, yeah, that was the first time I got to see that. I'm very interested in seeing how it works out for them this year. And I'll be tuning in to watch that next Saturday. But yeah. So, what else? Chargers?
Just based on the G4 kind of thing, do you hope there's another network that will come out eventually that will be just like G4, where instead of just showing reruns of Cops and all that, it would actually do a lot more video games?
Television? No.
We're actually in the works. We're getting a television show in game chat.
Yeah. IGC TV. We can put more letters in there, probably. Yeah.
Everything's pretty much gone to the internet now. I mean,
see, that's my thought. That is my thought. You'll get something that is...
People are more interested in something like, you know, like various YouTubers, Let's Players, you know, things like Cole Biscuit.
If they want something dedicated with that, I'm not sure that it would actually work today, but because obviously it's not working for G4. I don't think you would see anything on network television. What I think you might see more of is something akin to Netflix, Hulu, and a couple of those others, where it's an app on any of these streaming services that you download, and maybe you pay a subscription service to for like $5.99 a month or something like that, and you'll get reviews, or you'll get first play impressions of stuff from other people, or from maybe not anyone, maybe it's just something voiceless where they go through and they play the game, or maybe the developers themselves do this. I'm not sure, but I think it would be something like an online channel more than you would see a network channel.
Yeah, I did like the whole, like, it's easy just to change the channel. It's easier to do that than to go on your computer and log in and all that stuff. I that's just me personally, I know, but I will always remember G4, and I'll always be happy, and I'll always be happy for having a G4 Canada, too.
Yeah, W. Matthew says that Twitch is that network that we're talking about, and I think he's absolutely right now that Amazon has bought it. I think Twitch could do some really good programming with that and turn that thing into... they can have the game streaming side of things, but also have an app where they have regularly scheduled network programming type situation. Whether it be people playing, whether it be tournaments, whether it be Dota stuff, whether it be Evo, whatever the case, they would have stuff like that. I mean, you would still have Twitch as someplace you could go and type in any game and go watch people play it. But also like dedicated show discussions, something like this, or something like...
I like to see stuff like, you know, when here's this game now, here's where the developer streams, here's their archive stuff here, you can go back and watch what they did.
Yeah. I think they could turn that into kind of a dedicated network app type situation.
That'd be cool, yeah.
So, but hey man, we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me on.
Where do you call, or you call us from Montana, okay. So,
yeah, but I'm in college right now, so I'm originally from San Diego. So.
All right, cool. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in. We thank you so much for listening.
No problem. Thank you again, guys.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you too can be on the radio. Yay. 334-272-9228 if you would like to call in. We've only got about 10 minutes left of the show here, so if you do want to call in, make it fast. What else? There was like other stuff. We didn't get to a lot of news because we kept talking about.
Well, I mean,
I'm really interested. I wish we could have James on. This may not apply to him, but Elite Dangerous canceling their.
Yeah, there was a bit of dust up about that with basically taking out their offline single player.
Yeah,
Either they just couldn't get to it, or
he's the only one of us in the room that affects.
I don't follow it enough. I don't quite understand exactly the reason why they're doing this.
Some were wondering if it could just have to do with budget, that they just needed to get it released.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
By sales, then they could get that money back to start. Yeah,
but they offered a refund plan, and the refund plan seemed kind of strange.
Yeah. Well, the refund plan was if you've played the alpha or the beta at all,
you do not get a refund.
You were automatically just considered, nope, you partook of the product, you've tasted the fruit, as it were, and you're kind of out of luck then.
Which, I mean, how many people would that actually qualify for? You know, probably all of them.
Probably.
Pretty much.
I mean, we aren't affected by it, but, like, say, Matt, you know, over in the desert where, like, internet is spotty, if this was the kind of game he wanted to play, you know, offline single player would be absolutely essential for him. You know.
Yeah, we've always talked about that, that, you know, needing that things need to have offline components.
Yeah, because it's we're not inconvenienced just because we're always somewhere where there's an internet connection. Yeah. But there are others that aren't so lucky. So I can kind of understand people, if they were particularly focused on, like, I just want a single player, you know, space sim, and then being kind of irritated. It's like, oh, well, that's out of the question, even though they had a Kickstarter and everything that had that as one of the features. But there has been word that they are, like, rethinking that stance as well. Nothing definite as of yet, but they did say they were going to, like, revisit some of the ones they initially denied and make another judgment call if needed.
Yeah, I was curious about how James might have felt on that. I, for whatever reason, I'm thinking it probably doesn't affect him. He's probably fine with it. I'm not sure. Haven't had a chance to talk to him about that. Did any of you guys watch the Eve trailer?
Yeah, I did.
This is Eve?
No, I hadn't seen that. What is that?
It's a trailer that they built out of nothing but player communications. Which, number one, I guess player communications are recorded.
I have no idea.
I guess all chat between players is recorded.
This is, again, another thing that it will be handy to have James in here for.
I mean, is it?
I don't know. I to me, it seems like...
I kind of...
Does it seem like it's a little bit of marketing going on there? I mean, I know it is.
To me, you know, it really felt like Leroy Jenkins. Did you ever see the World of Warcraft video? Yeah. That's what it seemed like to me. Like, everyone was like, all right, we're going to set up here. Everyone attack, you know, left, right. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I understand what you're doing. But yeah. It just seemed...
I really liked it.
It was cool.
I know. I really, really liked it. But the more I sat there and thought about it, the more I thought, how much of this was produced? How much of this was manufactured? First off, everybody that's talking has a completely clear and distinct voice.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you don't get that with people online, but it's very rare that you come across communication that's very, very clear and... well-spoken that you can use.
Have you used TeamSpeak lately?
I haven't used TeamSpeak in a while.
Is very clear.
Yeah, I have used Ventrilo. Ventrilo, yeah. Google. I've used Ventrilo, and that sounds good as well.
But TeamSpeak's even clearer.
But I'm saying the people playing it had very good enunciation, had very good, you know, it was, yeah. And it probably, and I know it says these are from real players, and that's fine. I do believe them. I'm just saying, I put on my tinfoil hat for a moment and had to think, how much of what I'm watching, because they are trying to sell you a product. Mm-hmm. How much of what I'm watching is manufactured or something?
It's like a movie. This is based on our true story.
Yeah, really, you should go, if you haven't seen it, go find it. Go to YouTube and watch
the link.
It's called, okay, good. Normally after the show, we would fire it up on this thing, but there's another show that comes in after us now, so we can't do that.
Yeah.
We'll just fire it up on our phones
and
do it that way. Let's go around the room, find out what everybody's going to be playing next for next week. It is Thanksgiving week for us here in the States. And
so we'll have plenty of free time for whatever we want to play.
You say that.
No. You got to hop back and forth between your mom's house, your aunt's house, your uncle's house, everybody else's house for Thanksgiving, all the visiting stuff. Some folks might not have that luxury.
True,
but we'll
true.
Try.
Yeah, see, STM Fuller, have you ever seen the Leaf Orchard? Really, Nathan? Have you ever seen? You may not be aware, but we used to open our show with Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah. Because we kind of felt a little bit like Leroy when we started out doing this, that we were just like,
gotcha.
Oh, screw it, let's just do it.
Gotcha.
And so after the intro, whatever we had for an intro was, the intro for the show used to be some bit that was about gaming that we pulled from Sarcastic Gamer or whatever the thing may have been. Or maybe we just played an old retro commercial for a video game. As soon as that little bit was over with,
now you're playing with power.
Our intro would be Leroy Jenkins.
Okay.
Go back and listen to our 300th episode, that montage that we did.
Okay.
I put that in there just as a callback. We stopped doing that a long time ago. I should shut up.
We have 5 minutes to fill.
Exactly.
You don't have to shut up yet.
So what are you going to be doing this week, real quick?
I don't really know. I have so many to play. There's just... You know,
all these games.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start.
RJ, over to you.
Get some more practice in on Street Fighter, finish off Evil Within, and then finish off the rest of Dead Space 3.
Dennis, over to you.
More Binding of Isaac Rebirth. Definitely get some more Wind Waker in as well. Looking forward to that.
I am going to put in some time with Far Cry 4. I am probably not going to put in much more time with GTA 5 other than maybe the online component, and more Talos Principle, and more what else about Shadow of Mordor, because I need to get back into that. And whatever happens on Black Friday happens on Black Friday. I don't know. We'll figure that out. I have some plans. I have some purchase plans in mind. But they're still on the maybe I will, maybe I won't situation. So having to figure all that out. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for showing up in the chat room. We really appreciate it. Thanks to everybody for joining us, as well as everybody listening on the stream or on the radio as well. We do appreciate that. Thanks to everybody who gets us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We really do appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net, and you can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're on Steam, we've got a Steam group you can join up with over there and play games with us and other listeners. So thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Have a very happy Thanksgiving if you're in the States. And we will see you next Saturday. Here is music from Bayonetta. Is that right? Is this Bayonetta?
It's from Bayonetta, but it's for Space Harrier.
Okay. This is Bayonetta, but from Space Harrier, so says RJ. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.